Tazva, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
How did your situation begin with domestic abuse?
I was young. I was 19 when it started. It started with a little push, a little shove here and there, and, you know, not really dramatic. Didn't really think anything of it when it started.
Was this with a boyfriend, a husband?
Who was this with? Was with my common-law husband, and we have 3 children together. So we were together for about 12 years.
Did this kind of abuse go on throughout most of that relationship with him?
Yes, it did. It wasn't bad when he was sober, but then when he would get drunk, it was, you know, it would intense, was more intense, and choking and hitting and kicking and punching. And it just was, there was a period where my oldest daughter, it had gotten really intense. And then when the drinking kind of slowed down, it seemed to slow down as well.
What would you do when he would get violent with you or with your children?
I would, at the beginning, I really didn't know what to do. I kind of crouched, hid. You know, you just sit there and you take it. And you think you deserve it, or I don't know, you know, maybe I felt like I deserved it, or what did I do wrong? But then to find out later that, you know, it wasn't me. And I would run sometimes. I would hide. I remember hiding in the laundromat and an apartment that we had rented from in Santa Fe. And I literally grabbed the laundry key and went downstairs and hid under one of the tables for hours until I knew either he was asleep or he was gone. There were other times I would run to neighbors' houses and stay there. And then when we bought our own home, I learned to leave the back door open. And as soon as the opportunity was there that I could grab my daughter, I would run out the back door and then hide under the porch and then wait for him to pass out and then grab the keys for the car and take off and come back, you know, the next day or a couple days later.
When did you finally decide that things had to change? Did you get to like a breaking point before you went out to try to find help?
I think this came when I had lost my mother, and that was hard enough for me. And when I went through that, there were times I would visit my family and I would laugh with them and I would joke with them. I like to joke, and I realized that I had become a different person. I sat there and realized, you know, who am I? What have I become, and why do I put on a different face when I'm around him? And I think when I had finally realized that, and then finally realized that, you know what, I was somebody, I was worth something, I wasn't stupid, I wasn't dumb. I was beautiful inside and out, and I realized it, and that was it. And I asked and I prayed to God and I told him, you know, let me walk away. Let me walk away from this and not feel anything. You know, not feel remorse or feel the pain that I had felt before trying to leave. And the last time that I walked away, I didn't cry. I didn't turn around. I just drove away. And that was it.
And where did you go?
I went to a friend's house and I stayed there for about, I would say almost a month, and he continued to call me and continued to apologize and say it would never happen again. And at this point, he was basically kicking me and my kids out of the house in the middle of the night, so we'd go sleep at rest areas or sleep in my car, and, you know, and it was to keep my kids safe. But it had gotten to that point to where I didn't want to be around him.
And did you ultimately go to some sort of organization to get help?
No, I basically did it on my own. I had realized, I knew that domestic violence had an effect on my kids. I knew that. And knowing that I had to live to be there for them is what I think really helped me see what was happening. Plus the love of my family. My mother had she's actually my aunt, but she raised me, so I call her my mom. She had told me, you know, it's okay. And at that point, I was okay with it.
A lot of people, when they encounter a woman or somebody who's been through domestic violence, one of the questions that people ask is, why didn't you just leave? Do you think that's a fair question to ask people when they're going through that?
No. I stayed because I loved him. I truly, honestly loved him. And I also stayed because, and I know a lot of women think this, is that I could change him.
Yeah. What advice do you give to women that you've either known or women that might be listening to this conversation right now about being in a situation like that? What advice would you give them?
That we don't deserve it. As a human being, as I tell my daughter, love does not have to hurt. And then another thing that has stuck with me is that we are worth something. We have worth. And when you find that worth, then that's when you realize and finally understand that, you know, you don't deserve to go through abuse or be hit or any of that. We are all human, and I mean, we long for love, but it doesn't have to hurt.
Where are you at now? What's your life like now?
I am currently taking care of my husband's mother in Arizona. I have my three children. They are growing up, and I have moved forward, and I have gone back to school. I got my degree, associate's degree. I mean, as I tell other people, if I can do it, you can do it.
What is your relationship with your husband like now?
He is deceased. He passed away 2 years ago in an altercation with his brother. His brother shot him. So there was a lot of violence also in the home. It was a very, he wasn't shown love by his stepdad. He was beat up too. So in all that, I understand where the cycle comes in from, domestic violence. And it was a cycle, and his brother didn't seem affected by it, but then he ultimately was, and then ended up taking my husband's life.
Tazva, thank you for coming in and talking so candidly about this issue. It's really important. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's Tazva Jackson. She is a domestic abuse survivor. I want to remind folks that over at the Sunflower Theater next door to KSJD, we'll be showing a film called Private Violence. It's going to be sponsored by the Cortez Public Library. That's on Monday, October 10th at 7 p.m. And also on Saturday, October 22nd, there'll be a fundraiser for Renew and the Wings Safe House here in Cortez called An Evening in Her Shoes, and that's going to be at the Cortez Elks Lodge. Thanks for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.